Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. Hey, John.
Hello, Bill Wadd.
You fucker. Okay, here we go.
Now you're hijacking me into more fucking shows.
Yeah, that's right, man. Yeah. Okay, here we go. How do we start this? I've lost track of the name of the show. All right. Welcome to Wake Up 911 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, with co-host John Doerr. How are you doing, John?
What's up, James?
Not much. My mind is growing.
Yeah, it's always good.
Tonight, John showed me some Terrence McKenna psilocybin. Oh, okay. I got it totally wrong. Anyway,
psilocybin.
I'm not a monster. But it's from the movie, what was it called?
True Hallucinations.
Fucking cool shit, man. Trippy shit.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, I did. So we've just put out Music Jam 108, our first compilation. John does the intro section, which is about how the blues
were getting stolen.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. I mean, I like listening to it, and I'm not even a big fan of any of those people. Because I just never got into them, but the way you tell it is really good, and
thanks, man.
London is really good. You know your shit, and it's very enlightening.
I left out a few points, but got the majority of it.
It helps, you know, to talk it over first, but I found that the initial conversation was better than the recording, so that's why every night we're going to record right off the bat, and it's interesting, I promise. So I'd like to sort of offer this. I wrote down a couple of things. Siren song, duality, diminishing fake rule, multiplicitous meanings, who gets the first base. Anyway, I've had this sort of like congealing, crystallizing thing in my mind that about how it all really works, and about, you know, there's good and evil, and evil trying to take over the world. So evil will lie about everything, and stupid people will fall into their trap. But smart, you know, black sheep become shepherds. They kind of figure it all out, and they try to tell everybody, you know, you're idiots, don't do it. And but the trick of it all is that people have to learn for themselves, otherwise they won't get it. They won't really get
it. Right.
And so that's why they say shit. Shit. Anyway, so what do you think, John?
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Well, I did something in the video about the sirens of old, of yore lore, and the sirens would be these mermaid bitches on rocks, and they'd sing sweet songs to the sailors, and the sailors would jump in the water and die. Like,
right, bring them down to the depths, to their deaths.
That's right, and so I would like to offer that, like, for example, Katy Perry, Madonna, Britney Spears, it's like chocolate milk blended with dog shit. It's so brutal. It looks tasty. Maybe there's a lot of cocoa and it overpowers the dog shit flavor. But in reality, you're drinking crap. And that's what they equated to. I mean, I think
you only realize it in the aftertaste. It's not going down.
Oh, man. We can make like 50 different allusions to, you know, what the music of today is like. I would offer, though, that like people like Kurt Cobain had a good message with Teen Spirits. It's not Teen Spirits, it's Teen Spirit. He goes, with the lights out, it's less dangerous. So we can dissect that and say, when you're unaware, it's not as bad. But, you know, the unaware people didn't fly airplanes into towers and start their new world order. So we're in a different ball game right now. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's, you could see, I mean, it's hard not to see the pattern that they're following, you know, with like music and entertainment and everything and movies and across the whole board. It's just, you know, it's just an onslaught of propaganda and brainwashing and, you know, cultural engineering.
Right.
They control it all. Excuse me?
They do. It seems harmless, right? Until you realize how bad it is. Like drinking water and then realizing it's acid. And you're like, oh my God, I'm disintegrating.
And then even the fact that, you know, all these entertainers are all related to all the politicians and all the, you know. And they're cousins to the royal families of England and all this stuff, you know. And they're all interrelated.
God, royals. I hate them. I really, the Queen of England.
But they're all, you know, so the Bushes, the Clintons, the Doles, the Kerrys, they're all, even the Kennedys, they're all related. All the U.S. presidents going back are all related to the royal families of Europe. And all the celebrities are related to all these, you know, Dick Cheney,
Denzel Washington.
Yeah, he's the, like third or fourth cousins with Dick Cheney. And
how does that work?
Obama's Cheney's cousin too. Somebody got some good tail down the line somewhere. You know, got some dark meat down the line somewhere in his family. You know, that's obvious because Obama is a third or fourth cousin of his too. So Obama and Denzel Washington are also related. Tom Hanks, you know, like all these people. Tom Hanks is related to Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, yeah? That's weird. You know, now that you say that, I can see the resemblance.
It goes down the line. And here's the cultural engineering part. What's his name from Playboy?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the head of Playboy?
Hefner.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Hugh Hefner
is related to the Bush family. And so was Marilyn Monroe.
Really?
Yeah.
John, I want you to produce all the documents.
It is all documented because they're all fucking fanatics about their fucking bloodlines. That's why. And they even boast about it on television. Who was it? Cheney's wife was on Good Morning America or whatever, some ABC or one of the main, you know, the Today Show or whatever it was, you know, boasting about that, you know, they found out that she was the one that found out that Denzel Washington was related to them.
Okay.
So they put it right out there.
All right, so now that we got
tons of websites, I'm saying there's tons of websites on the internet, especially in England, where you can trace the Mormon Church in Salt Lake City, Utah, have vast, 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 going way back centuries and centuries, all the bloodline records of who everybody's related to, all documented. So it's out there, but nobody wants to do the research. Nobody on, you know, I'm sure you'd come up with more, you know. There's even more if you really went through it all and you know, linked everybody together.
It's sort of like Larry Silverstein saying, you know, when that We Are Change guy gets up and says, so would you please explain the bullet? And Silverstein goes, well, if you read through the thousands of pages of testimony, and,
right.
you know, yeah, fuck off, asshole. Just answer the question. But right. who wants to do all that work, right? Nobody.
Right.
I'm pretty fucking lazy myself. And I'm just saying that that's how it gets buried, lost, or
right.
ignored.
Therein lays the problem, then.
It
needs to be overcome.
And, yeah. Is Ellen related to anyone?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
They all are in some way or another, or they wouldn't be on your television propagandizing
right.
your fucking
everything
ass.
On everything. Everything on your
in
TV,
one way
every,
or another.
Every
yeah.
song, every newspaper, every it's all controlled. It's all mind
right.
controlled.
What do you think? Look at talk shows, late night talk, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, all these people, you know. What do you think that's all about?
Well, it's all
it's cultural programming.
Yeah.
Especially the talk show programs, because they, in other words, they're showing you like the inside of what a celebrity is really like, you know, to keep you hooked. Like, you just got to know, you know, what kind
so
of toilet paper they wipe their ass with so you could be just like them, you know?
Oh, yeah. Everything's so, what's the word?
Plastic and fake?
Yeah, that does it. I mean, if people are really that vain to, or I guess projecting vanity on
yeah,
idolizing, that's one of the biggest cardinal sins, or one of them, I mean, is...
Worshipping false idols?
Dude, I had this idea in my head tonight that, we've talked about it too, but we talked about like the cycle being much bigger. I think it's much shorter. That every few hundred years, the truth comes out about everything that's, you know, about the secret of all things, that it's all like a big puzzle. As it gets reset, all the pieces get scattered. And then over, you know, a 400 or 500 year period, people put all the pieces back together until it crystallizes into the puzzle. And then they're like, okay, fuck you, we're shaking it up again. And that's what this is. Well, that's what's going on right now. The idea is we're like it's the evil guys want to keep control, and if they lose control, well, they just reset. What do you think?
Absolutely.
That's what you were telling me the other day.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they do. They've done throughout history is reset civilization if it's gotten out of hand.
Yeah, these guys are like sucky ass. Players, they're the kind of person who cheats during a chess game and fucking whines if they lose, and you know, nobody likes fucking players like that. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make in the end is that fuck the game, man. We don't need it. It's we can rise above it. We can say fuck playing the stupid shit. Just live and be happy. I mean, how
well, that's where they get you. They draw you into the game.
Well, the
that's
game
where all the problem reaction solution comes from. Is to get you to
the
react.
Game, the game makes them rich, and it gives them luxury and power,
right.
And you know, a pampered life, and you know, it keeps them that way for however long it lasts. And sometimes, you know, some of the players at the top cutthroat the other players, and they become on top. But it's all about greed, pride, envy, sloth, gluttony, all those bad things. The people like cough at because it's all fucking religious and shit. But even religion in and of itself is like the true honest good shit is lost because they control it.
Right?
It's fucking hilarious, man. Everything is funny. And that's what I've been saying for a long time. That's why people go loony. Because they're like, they figure it out. They're like, oh my God, what a fucking joke life is. Everybody in the world is so stupid, and they're getting taken for a ride. And unfortunately, we grew up in a time when we grew up in a time when we were going to be like sent to the slaughter, and now the game changes, and it's like, how do we fucking stop it from happening? And so, you know, I mean, I think it takes people with a lot of brain power to come together, and I think maybe they missed the boat on resetting it because the internet came about and everybody's communicating, and people's minds are growing at a fucking, they're crystallizing at a faster rate because the information inundation is so powerful that it, you know, people wake up, they can snap out of it. Where before the idea was, don't say anything about it because you'll blow the system and then we all die. But this time around, it's like you said in the Matrix, it was the eighth generation. Neo walks into the, what was the guy's name? The
Architect.
The Architect.
Yeah, the Architect.
Explain it, because people need to, if they haven't seen the Matrix, the first one was good, the other two sucked. But, well, the Architect is like this guy in a control room, and Neo walks in and says, I don't know what he says, but the Architect tells him the eight times he's seen him, and he's like, I've only seen you once. And and so it's like it is a cycle. Everything's a cycle. And why don't you talk about mushrooms and DMT and all that other stuff?
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, because you talk about Terrence McKenna, and he knew that stuff really well, and you're really good at explaining it.
All right. Terrence McKenna believed, and not only him, a lot of other people believed that mushrooms, psilocybin, magic mushrooms that get you high, were actually would be like the preferred way that an alien species would actually make contact with our planet and our species in an indirect way, such as through a molecule that, in other words, altered your consciousness. If you really, you know, forget about all the shit you've been brainwashed about, you know, psychedelics and especially magic mushrooms, they're actually highly evolved systems of spores that can actually survive in space. It's proven already. You know, mushroom spores. The substance surrounding mushroom spores is the hardest substance in nature that's ever been found by humans.
Okay.
So it can withstand huge pressures, temperatures, and the vacuum of space, literally radiation, everything. So it is technically possible, feasible, that these spores of mushrooms could have came from somewhere else, with a genetic, you know, makeup in them that, you know, if you look at it, it clicks in our brain, you know, and takes us, they wipe out all our ego and everything. It's a barrier lowering molecule for the human psyche, which is, you know, more than coincidental to me once I really sat down and thought about it. And so anyway, he believed that because he used to describe talking to the mushrooms and asking it questions, and it had a voice. And he traveled the world and talked to people all around the world that took mushrooms, and they basically said the same voice was talking to them in their native languages. So, you know, it's multilingual, you know, mushroom.
Right.
And everybody's, you know, obviously, undergoing like the same, not exact trips, but, you know, same metaphors and same visualizations and thoughts and words are being said, you know, across the planet, wherever these things are taken. So it's not like, you know, and that's why they're highly, in other words, like mushrooms and LSD and everything is very hard to get these days because they keep it under wraps. And because they don't want, because they are conscious expanding molecules, you know, and that's the last thing they need, are fucking people that are really smart. Like you saw that post I just put up about, what is it, in California, Silicon Valley, tech nerds, you know, that are working on computers and stuff. It's a whole article about them taking micro hits, in other words, micro dosing themselves with LSD to, in other words, advance their creativity heavily to almost, you know, like a superhuman level. In other words, while they're working, they're high on LSD, on micro doses of it. Not enough weight, because, you know, that's the thing, too. Acid and mushrooms, you know, it's sort of like alcohol. You know, you could take a little bit and you don't really, you know, you get more alert and everything, more focused. And then, but then you have to take up to like 4 or 5 grams of it, you know, to start really tripping out. So they take small doses to be like super creative and expand their minds. So there's your proof right there. And the fact that nobody even talks about it, you know, it's you know, like demonized, you know. They say, you know, you take that stuff, you're going to jump off, you know, out of a window, you know what I mean, a 10th floor of a building or whatever, you know what I mean, or walk out in traffic, or, you know, it's all bullshit to keep it under wraps, because it is, you know, there's something going on in the trips where people believe there's a connection to another intelligence, basically, in one form or another, and I personally believe it.
You made my mind just fucking go. I mean, that's so cool.
Excuse me.
To think that there's like a God language, and that you can communicate with an intelligence that is
right, could be on the other side of the universe.
That's been all over the fucking universe.
Right.
And,
exactly.
You know, they showed how the pine trees and some coniferous trees are symbiotic with mushrooms.
With the mushrooms, yeah. Underneath.
They
In the soil. The root systems. Absolutely. So there you go, too. That's kind of strange, too. You know, the way that's very, I mean, it's not uncommon, but it's in nature, it's hard to come by, symbiotic relationships like that are so closely linked. You know, like another example is like clownfish can and swim in sea anemones, which are poisonous, saltwater ocean plants, tropical plants. They have like stingers on them. They're sort of like related, I think, to coral and jellyfish. But the clownfish is immune to its venom, so
they can hide out.
In other words, other fish can't come near it because they'll get stung and die from the sea anemone. So, and the clownfish help keep the sea anemone clean. You know, they eat any parasites off of it and stuff. And, you know, that's a symbiotic relationship right there. And that's been going on, you know, for God knows how long, you know, millions of years.
Mushrooms are like, I eat a lot of mushrooms, but, like, they're not poisonous.
Right.
Do you think they have any impact or no? Like,
might.
Like,
never know. But I would say you'd have to eat them raw or dried.
Okay. Have you heard of chaga?
You know, by cooking them, I'm saying by cooking them, you know, you're, you know what I mean, cooking things out of it.
Okay.
In other words, you might try, you know, sliced and raw and salads and stuff. But
have you heard of chaga tea or like these mushrooms grow in? I know they grow in Canada.
Yeah, they grow in cow pastures. You can go to a cow pasture and find magic mushrooms. Or you could even, you know, you can buy spores basically online and grow your own. It's not that hard. You can grow them in little plastic containers in your closet, basically.
All right, let's switch gears here to I want to talk about duality because people seem to think that that's all that exists. And there's a, there's good and there's evil. But there is, like, more to it. And that it's the word holy Bible or holy in and of itself, you know, whole, like the entire universe is all one thing. And so I've bored you with this many times. I mean, I've talked about it, but I'm saying it again because I think it's really important. The whole is everything. And yet if you think of a hole, you look at a hole in the ground, you're like, there's nothing in it. But the point is that math is pure. And if you look at it logically and mathematically, 0 + 1 = 1. And that sequence is the first three numbers of the Fibonacci sequence. So I would also, you can move it on, you can slide it over to the left. So -1, 0, 1. So evil is negative and good is positive, and but there's a zero in the middle, and that's tangible proof. And you can, you know, I've been recently saying it's not 1 to 10, it's 0 to 9. That's a misnomer or a misconception. Zero is the beginning, and the origin is what it's called. And just to prove a point, the Romans didn't think of zero, and they invented their goddamn cryptic fucking Roman numeral system, and it was the Arabs that gave them zero. And in fact, the actual the number system, the symbols are from Arabic.
And the Native Americans too here on this side of the earth, you know, working with zero too. And the Mayans and stuff, I'm saying, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Which shows, you know, ancient cultures, you know, it points to, again, they were more advanced, you know.
Right. And yet, here we are, and, you know, we're destroying our planet. That's not intuitive at all. So there's some evil shit going on, right?
Absolutely. And a whole lot of secrecy. Knowledge and technology and all kinds of good stuff. Psychological knowledge, how to manipulate the human mind and all that good stuff.
Okay, let's talk about the cool shit. It's like, this is John and my theory, and it's mostly John's, but I was the one who said they skim the cream off the top. Well, okay, so this is how it works, right? These assholes are really aliens from another planet or something like that. You know, let's just say they're different from us, but they look like or maybe they intermingled with us, but they kept us down as slaves. Every cycle, they kill everybody off, but they take all of the technology. They skim the cream off the top and reset, and then they do it all over again, and they do the cycle over and over and over, and the technology increases exponentially, or who knows how much, but now we're in the age of computers and information and cloning and all this other cool stuff, and they're going to just take all that, kill us off, and be superior to the new generation. And what do you think, John?
I absolutely believe that that's the case.
Really?
It seems to be going that way.
They don't leave much room for, like...
I'm sorry.
No, no. I'm just saying they don't leave much room for thinking anything different. I mean, what's the motivation behind wanting to murder an entire civilization of humanity?
Right.
Other than to steal everything from them and, you know, it's like a mini 9/11 or a major 9/11, super 9/11.
Yeah.
You pack it all in, right?
I mean, it's happened before in the past. There's even evidence, if you researched in India thousands of years ago, there's evidence of a weapon that, like, charred large areas and is still emitting to this day radioactive, you know, radiation.
Oh, yeah.
So, which points to, you know, highly advanced weapons way back. And, you know, how a lot of people believe that the pyramids were actually nuclear reactors or some kind of, in other words, were like power supplies.
Yeah, I've heard that. There's something about, like, this guy built a house that was a pyramid, and he noticed strange properties happening in his house.
Right.
But
in other words, it becomes like a vortex for channeling the magnetic energies, electromagnetic energies of the Earth itself, and drawing, you know, almost like a zero point type of energy out of the planet itself. And it's, you know, like a natural, it's from its natural magnetic waves going through it.
Maybe something Tesla was on to.
Oh yeah. There you go, Nikola Tesla. He's like null and void in any school and any, you know, he's not taught of at all, even at the college level and stuff. Nobody learns about him.
They're learning about him now.
Yeah.
Thanks
to the internet. And see, the naysayers' argument right there. You know, where they say, I'm just, you know, it's stereotyping. In other words, you know, people say, oh, you know, everything on the internet's a lie, blah, 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 you know. But if it wasn't for the internet, you wouldn't be able to find out about Nikola Tesla and all the information about him and what he did and discovered and all that stuff. Because they damn sure ain't teaching it to you in any fucking schools. You know? Fibonacci sequence. If they barely scratch on the Fibonacci sequence, but they don't really go deep into what it really truly is and represents.
Yeah, I mean, in a way for me, it's like chemtrails. I didn't notice chemtrails until someone really explained it to me, and then I figured it out. But, you have to experience it for yourself. But, I mean, you told me, you kept reminding me about Fibonacci, and I kind of already understood, but I never understood like I understood from you. And so, I mean, there's something to be learned about, I don't know, maybe it's just like, you know, we'll tell you there's Fibonacci and, you know, fucking do your own research. Do figure it out. There's something to be learned.
Right.
We tell you.
A big
you might
something.
Not figure it out. You might not sink in. I want to say about the internet is that every day it gets worse and worse. I mean, they hire more and more people. Think about this for a second, okay? Facebook has 1 billion users.
Right.
How many fucking people do they have on staff to sit there and look through all the complaints so that they can... I mean, they must have hundreds and hundreds. And then computer algorithms that do some of the work, but... every day they hire more people and train more people to try to defeat humanity, and that makes me sick. People need to fucking wake up, and they're even tainting the wake-up message. They're like throwing the...
They have no choice. They have to stay in power.
So,
they're forced into that corner.
That's the only way out. It's the only way out of this fucking hole. And the pull is there's people being murdered en masse, and this is way before the wake-up message was put out. They're raping and pillaging and destroying and murdering, and
been going on for centuries instead of thousands of years.
Except now they're more efficient. And
right, exactly. The military-industrial complex.
I mean, think about it. You talked about World War II and Vietnam yesterday, and
mm-hmm.
it just had grenades and fucking, you know, machine guns. But now they got, like, all kinds of other shit, you know? Like,
yeah. They got sound weapons, top weapons. They got such secret shit, technologies that, you know, I mean, the stories about Iraq that, you know, they just point these fucking microwave weapons at the enemy, and they just come out like, you know, they're literally inside their heads, they're going batshit crazy. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, they disrupt the brain, your brain waves and your brain chemistry. And
yeah.
they can actually insert, you know, messages into your head to make you want to commit suicide and all kinds of shit. To the point they literally just come crawling out on their hands and knees on the desert and give up to make
well,
it stop.
That's not a myth either. Your brain emits a certain frequency. It's, I believe it's 6
right.
hertz or something like that. And they can
and,
jam your frequency and
right.
they can actually penetrate your mind with frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So like
there's actually a machine in the copyright office from the Department of Defense that can read your mind and send thoughts back into your mind. It's a copyrighted machine that was found by Bill Cooper.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And also televisions. The television frequency is exactly tuned to your brain waves. Not too many people know
that. I didn't know
that's
about
absolutely
that. Well,
true. Television is tuned exactly to your brain waves. It puts you in a hypnotic state.
Mm-hmm.
So you're easily susceptible to have messages injected into your subconscious.
Well, I did read that you enter passive mode and you're more susceptible. And they
mm-hmm.
Just to throw this out there, I mean, I've said it many times, but in the 60s they had the sign-off national anthem for America, and they stuck subliminal shit in there. And
oh, yeah, absolutely.
If your government would do that to you back then, what do you think they're doing
right.
to you now?
Right.
And
look how much more sophisticated it is with the cable boxes and everything. Wi-Fi is high radiation.
How close is the biggest
cell phones? All of it. It's all bad for you.
The towers from your place. Do you see them on tops of buildings? Like, they have them everywhere. And
yeah.
in the city, they stick them on top of hospitals, schools, and they'll stick a fucking tower in the middle of the schoolyard. And they have all these things aimed down.
Right. They're supposedly to be able to turn those into like a giant nuclear bomb too, and fry people is what people are saying about them.
Well, I mean, now
I mean literally cook people like a microwave oven.
Got your TVs in your microwave oven.
Yeah, there you go. Right in
yeah,
the music.
Technology's so wonderful. I mean,
they're telling you right in the music what they're gonna do to you.
Well,
so,
since they're jacking us, I think we should jack them back. What do you think?
I agree.
And so,
system should be undermined any way it possibly can.
Yeah, exactly.
Without causing anybody any harm.
There you go. Because they have their methods and we have ours. Good people
right.
don't murder people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're truthful and transparent and we do the right thing. And the right thing is to stand up and oppose an enemy that is formidable. But we are many and they are few.
Right.
So. I think they're losing, honestly. That's the measure I go by. If I was to think they're winning, then I would probably jump off a cliff or something. But, I mean, like with 9/11, I mean, you and I both have been fighting against the grain, and it kind of gives you energy in itself, because you get good at it and you start to feel good about doing the right thing. I mean, it's, anybody who stands in your way and says, "You're an idiot," and you just put them in their place. Fuck, they don't know. They're stupid. And, you know, many people I know have tried, and they just, they need backup. And so you got to, you know, the wheels have been greased. So you got to, you know, the work's been done, and some of the work has been done. So it's easier for you to get on board. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, Ace Baker did movies on 9/11 without planes 5 years ago. And it was, he was met with ferocious fucking animosity. And he made it easy for me, and it'll be easier for someone else. So and what are we doing here? I can't tell you. I don't know how much time is left. Okay, let's cut it off.
All right, man.
Thanks a lot, John.
No problem. Good talking with you, James.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.